After a near month-long civil trial, a jury found 17 white nationalists and organizations guilty of conspiracy under Virginia law for the deadly Unite the Right rally that left one civil rights protester dead and dozens more injured in 2017. In all, they'll have to pay $26 million. The verdict is considered a rebuke to the white nationalist movement, particularly those accused in the federal lawsuit of orchestrating violence against African Americans, Jews, and others in a meticulously planned conspiracy. Roberta Kaplan is a Jewish attorney who leads Integrity First for America, an organization that launched the civil rights lawsuit on behalf of nine people who were injured or traumatized at the Unite the Right rally.
I think this verdict today is a message that this country does not tolerate violence based on racial and religious hatred in any form, and that no one will ever bring violence to the streets of Charlottesville, Virginia ever again, because they now know what will happen if they do.
Protesters echoed her sentiment outside the courthouse, yelling at defendants' attorneys as they left.
Get out of here, Nazi scum!
Never come back!
And as the defendant's attorneys crossed the street.
Back down, we're not going nowhere. What did y'all come to kill black folks and Jews for? We have never done anything to you people. We only asked to be equal. We have never asked for anything else but equality and justice for all.
Protesters also heckled attorney Josh Smith, a self-described pro-white advocate.
I think it was a good decision by the jury.
Oh
my God, they already wrote about that. Jesus Christ. Okay.
No,
they wrote about that,
it's
too.
It's important to keep reminding people that you don't think the Holocaust is real.
Ugh. Are you done?
Are you going to put that on your Twitter bio? Are you going to put that on your LinkedIn? Holocaust isn't real?
Are you done?
No, I'm not done. And okay. I never will be done until you get out of my town. How about that?
He told reporters his clients will be back in court to lower the $26 million judgment levied against them.
I'm going to protect the rights of my clients, and, you know, excessive punitive damages aren't constitutional and everything, but the defendants in the case are destitute. None of them have any money.
The lawsuit accused some of the country's most well-known white nationalists of plotting the violence, including Jason Kessler, the Unite the Right's main organizer, Richard Spencer, who coined the term alt-right, and Christopher Cantwell, a white supremacist who became known as the crying Nazi, for posting a tearful video when an arrest warrant was issued on assault charges for using pepper spray against counter-demonstrators. The suit also names the Traditionalist Workers' Party. During their testimony, some of the defendants used racial epithets and defiantly expressed their support for white supremacy. They also blamed one another and the anti-fascist political movement known as Antifa for the violence that erupted over the weekend. But the jury found five of those main organizers guilty of subjecting plaintiffs to violence, harassment, or vandalism because of their race, religious beliefs, or ethnicity. Jurors awarded the plaintiffs $1.5 million in damages on that claim, but they deadlocked on two pivotal claims based on a 150-year-old federal law passed after the Civil War to shield freed slaves from violence and protect their civil rights. The Ku Klux Klan Act contains a rarely used provision that allows private citizens to sue other citizens for civil rights violations. Under those claims, the plaintiffs asked the jury to find the defendants engaged in a conspiracy to commit racially motivated violence and that they knew about the conspiracy but failed to stop it from being carried out. Jurors could not agree on those claims. Plaintiff's co-counsel Karen Dunn says jurors were likely wanting to be out of the courtroom before the Thanksgiving holiday when they deadlocked. She says they plan to refile the suit so a new jury can decide the two deadlocked claims.
The federal statute, they weren't unable to reach a verdict by the time I think they all want to get home for Thanksgiving.
Right.
Next, those claims are open. We fully intend to retry them. The state claims are extremely similar in all effects, and we're going to go forward. We're going to win on those claims, too. We're just going to have to do it after Thanksgiving 2020.
The final two claims were made against James Alex Fields Jr., an avowed Hitler admirer who intentionally drove his car into a crowd of counter-protesters, killing one woman and injuring 19 people. The jury found Fields, who was serving life in prison for murder and hate crimes, liable on an assault or battery claim and awarded six plaintiffs just under $6.8 million in damages. The jury awarded the same plaintiffs nearly $6.7 million on a claim claim Fields intentionally inflicted emotional distress on them. White nationalist leader Richard Spencer likened the suit to a form of activism by means of lawsuits. He accused plaintiff's attorneys of using the case to bankrupt him and other defendants. The trial featured emotional testimony from people who were struck by Fields' car or witnessed the attacks, as well as plaintiffs who were beaten or subjected to racist taunts. Before the trial, Judge Norman Moon issued default judgments against another seven defendants who refused to even respond to the lawsuit. The court will decide damages against them. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for KPFA.